Welcome to Empowered Radio. I am your host, Emma Montgomery, an online nutrition and fitness coach and creator of Shred With Em. Each week, we'll talk all things nutrition, training, and mindset. You'll be able to take my tips and strategies and apply what you learn to see results with both your body and your mind. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back and happy Friday. For those of you that are on social media, you probably saw on Tuesday that Empowered Nutrition Creatine is finally available. So we did a limited quantity run on it, but we still have some in stock. I'm going to link it in the description for those of you that had been waiting because I'd been talking about it forever. So it is available, linked into the description for you guys. And on to today's episode, which is around training and recovery and how to really make sure that you are maximizing your training by getting adequate recovery. Because so we tend to focus on going, doing more, pushing harder so that we can lose fat, build muscle, and all of the things. And then we often forget about one of the most important components, which is recovery and rest. And that is, one of the most important when we're talking about building muscle, because muscle is actually built during that rest time. So when you hear people talk about, I go to the gym 7 days a week, I lift 7 days a week, there's a difference in being like lightly active on some of your off days or having an active rest day, as in like you're getting your steps in, or maybe you did a little bit of light cardio. But if you're actively like weight training 7 days a week, you're likely holding yourself back and limiting yourself without even realizing it, because you're never giving your body adequate rest time to allow your muscle to grow. Not to mention, it's really hard to go 100% when you're literally going every single day. Today we're going to talk about a couple of things. The biggest thing we're going to talk about is deload weeks, and then we're going to talk about rest times between sets, and then rest days in general, because these are probably the three most commonly asked questions outside of how much cardio do I do, like me specifically, when people will ask on, especially on Instagram, on my when I do Q&A on Wednesdays. These are the most commonly asked questions around training that I get. So thought it would be easy to kind of throw it out there. And I did do a poll when I was taking my deload week last week and had mentioned that it was a deload and asked how many people did deload and how many like even knew what it was. And it was, I think, like 70 to 80% of the people that answered the survey didn't know what a deload was. So I thought this would be a great little topic to dish on today, and hopefully I keep it short and digestible and give you guys some good nuggets that you can implement into your week and your training regimen. That way, again, you're making sure that you are maximizing rest and you're getting, you know, the biggest bang for your buck when we're talking about training, rest, and recovery. So we're going to start with deloads and we'll kind of work our way off of that. So what is a deload week? So a deload week is just like your body needs diet breaks or, whatever, it also needs breaks from training. So a deload week is literally that. It is planned breaks in your training that it's usually a week long. So like if you train Monday through Friday, it's, you know, would be that Monday through Friday. But it's just simply a reduction in your overall volume and intensity in your training. So when you're talking about volume, that is the sets and the reps that you are lifting in a week. So it's a reduction in your sets and reps, or sets or reps. And I'll get into that in just a second. But it's a reduction in the overall volume and intensity for that week. So when you're thinking, why should I deload? This is, you know, goes back to what I had mentioned when I first started talking. It just helps aid in recovery. So this is one of those things that's often overlooked because we want to go full throttle all the time because we think we need to keep, 110% in terms of our intensity and all out every day so that we are maximizing fat burn and muscle growth and all of that stuff. But like I said, muscles grow at rest. So when we are weight training, we're putting tiny little tears in our muscle tissue. As we rest, when that those little tears, like they heal, and it makes the muscle bigger, essentially, when you're resting. And so that adequate rest and recovery time is when your muscle actually grows. So we need to make sure that one, that we're taking actual like rest days through the week, and two, that we're taking these deload weeks at some point during our training program. That way we're giving our body just a little bit of extra rest. And well, I'll just stop there. But it's just why we should deload is so that we're giving our body the extra rest and recovery that it needs. And I really recommend going into a new training split off of a deload week. So again, I'll get into the specifics of when and all of that stuff in just a second. But okay, so how often should you deload? So if you are someone like a more experienced lifter, for example, myself, I would recommend deloading every 4 weeks, maybe every 6 weeks. Typically what I will do for a deload is every 4 weeks. And so on the last week of my training plan, I will deload that week before I start a new training plan. The majority of you guys know, especially if you follow me on social, that I do the exact same workouts that are in the monthly membership. So for you guys that are in the monthly membership, you know that the new workouts drop literally last day of the month so that they're available for that like new month. So for May 2nd started for me, the May workout. So last week, the last week of April, I did a deload week on the April workouts. And then I started May fresh and ready to go because I had deloaded the week before. Now, if you are someone that's newer to training, you're likely not training with quite the intensity as someone who is more experienced. So you could probably get by with deloading like every 8 weeks, so every couple of months. But again, there's nothing wrong with if you're newer to training, if you want to implement a deload every 4 weeks, but your body kind of lets you know, and I'm going to touch on that in this next point, when it's time to deload. So you might be someone who's newer to training and you may not feel like you need to deload yet at the 4 week mark. You may feel like you can still increase your weight, or your reps or whatever that is during that training block. So you might not want to deload within that 4 weeks. Whereas someone like me, after week three, I might be to a point where I can't push the weight any higher than what I'm doing on shoulder presses. And I can't get the reps any higher than that. And my body is beat. So I'm, you know, for me, I know pretty much on week four, I need to dial it down and, you know, reduce that intensity and volume and then be ready to go for the new training split for the next month. On this next point that I was kind of touching on, so how do you know when it's time to deload? So a couple of things that I've got written out here. You're always sore. So yes, soreness is totally normal, especially when you start a new training split. Whether you're a seasoned, experienced lifter or not. So again, I've been lifting for 5 years or so. I almost always get sore the first week of a new training split. And it's just because it's different stimulus and novelty than you were, you know, used to in terms of with the new workouts. So for me, this week started a new training plan, and Monday leg day, my legs are, holy cow, they're so sore. Just from that leg day. And again, it's not because I'm brand new to weight training. It's just because of some of the exercises that were incorporated. Just the novelty of those in this first week. Yes, I'm sore. So, but we're talking about always being sore, where it's literally, you're just having a hard time recovering and soreness is always there. I would say it's time to deload. So, you know, you may have been on that training plan for 6-7 weeks, whatever, and you're pushing, and you are always sore, I would go ahead and just take a deload week. Another one might be that motivation is lacking and you just don't feel like training. Maybe you're burnt out. So again, dial it back. Take a week where you dial back the intensity. You reduce your overall volume. Give yourself a little bit of a break. So I would implement a deload. Your workout's feeling harder than usual. So yeah, again, take a deload. Give yourself what your body is asking for, which is a little bit of a break. Let's see, you're not sleeping well. This is a great time to implement a deload. Again, you're giving yourself some extra recovery through the week. You're still being active and moving during the day. You're just not going full throttle. It doesn't mean that you have to, like, instead of, you know, on your dumbbell shoulder presses, instead of lifting 25 or 30 pounds that you're doing 10, you can still lift your 25 or 30 pounds. Just don't go for 8 or 10 reps. Maybe do like 6, maybe 7. Or maybe it's 3 sets versus 4. I'll touch on this in a second. But just saying, reduce that overall volume so that you are giving yourself, again, a little bit of extra rest and recovery. And that should help with sleep too. And then you're constantly tired and feeling drained. Again, your body is asking for a break and recovery. Give it what it wants. Take a deload week. So how do you deload? This is, I've touched on a couple of things already, but I'm going to just tell you exactly what I do, and it can look different for everybody. So one example of how you can deload is you might just take the full week off from training. That's fine. People do that. That is a way to deload, is literally just taking the week off. You are reducing your overall volume and intensity by not training. It is okay to take a week off from training. You're not going to gain a bunch of weight. You are not going to lose your muscle. Whatever other crazy story you're telling yourself, you'll likely come back way more fresh and ready to go and crush that next week of like your new training plan by taking a week off. So it might be taking a full week off. It may be dialing it back and only working out like 3 days versus 5. There's no real like right or wrong way to do this. So I'm going to give you like a couple of examples. We're just talking about giving your body a break, reducing your overall volume and intensity. If you're someone who you are very routine based, very structured, workouts are part of your day, moving your body is part of your day. Maybe you like semi freak out thinking about not going to the gym. That's okay. Still go to the gym. This is what I do. So I'm going to walk you through what I do. So for my deload, I still work out the 5 days. I keep my weight that I'm lifting the same unless I am like really super sore. And then I might like, and I keep going back to the shoulder presses. Maybe instead of 30 pounds, I drop it to 25 just to give an extra little like rest so I'm not so sore. But I will typically keep the weight that I'm lifting the same. And then I reduce my sets and my reps. So, and you can do one or the other. I'm just telling you what I do. So for me, if I had a set that was 4 sets of 10, so 4 sets of 10 reps of that exercise, I will cut it back from 4 to 3 and then from 10 to 8, maybe 7. So instead of 4 sets of 10, I will have 3 sets of 8. And I will do that for all of my workouts. So I reduce the overall sets by 1. You can do 1 to 2, and then the overall reps by anywhere from 2 to 4. I typically do 2 to 3, depending on like if it's a compound move, it might be 3. Like if it's squats, presses, lunges, deadlifts, things like that, I'll do 2 to 3. But you can go 2 to 4 on those as far as reducing the number of reps that you're doing. So again, you're literally cutting down the number of reps, the number of sets, and you're just giving yourself a little extra rest during that week. You're still going to the gym, still checking the box in terms of getting your workout in. It's just you're dialing back your overall volume so that you're giving your body a little more rest and recovery during that week. The other thing that I do during my deload weeks is I don't do a lot of cardio anyways. It's usually about 60 minutes of stairs for the week. So that usually is 3 20-minute sessions or 2 30-minute sessions. And I do those whenever people say, when do you do them? It doesn't matter. It's not the intensity is not so high that I if I do it on a rest day, I don't feel like I don't like get recovered on that rest day because it's a moderate, it's not high intensity. It's very low impact on my legs. I don't get sore after doing the stairs. So usually on the weekend, like a rest day, I will do stairs. But during deload weeks, I will typically cut the stairs way back, especially if I'd been sore, like my legs have been sore. And I'll just do extra walking that week. Like I just literally get my cardio in through just steps. So that's totally okay to do. Some questions that I get around deloads, like if you can or if you should, if you're a woman, like should you try to sync your deload up with your cycle? That's a great idea. If you're somebody who, you know, when you have your period that you are very low energy, really tired, just moody, whatever, all of the words, super hungry, you know, everything that like kind of accompanies that, as a woman, sorry guys that are listening, but it is, yes, it, you know, it might be a great idea. I personally don't do this, because of how I have everything structured for myself. But if you're someone that, you know, and like you track your cycle and you know, I could easily do this, but, I honestly, like I have never had an issue where I felt like I needed to, but if you're someone who, you feel like you need to, you can absolutely do your deload week during that, you know, your cycle week. That way, you know, you can give yourself some extra rest time when you really feel like your body needs it. So absolutely can do that. You can do it, and coordinate it when you have like a vacation coming up. Especially if you know it's a place that either you're with your family and you don't want to train, or it's somewhere that doesn't have a gym, or whatever the reason might be. Like maybe it's just the fact that you're on vacation and you don't want to train. You can do that anyways. But if you wanted to use that as your deload week, that's fine. But I do recommend trying to do the deload on the last week of your current training plan. So I wouldn't say do a deload week and then come back and start back into those exact same workouts. I would try to do your deload as this is going to be the last week that I'm on this training plan. And then the next week I'm going to start a fresh new training split. So that's why I always do mine the last week of the like month that I'm on. And then I start the new month with new workouts. That's just what I do. I find that you go into the new month or your new training split really recharged, refreshed, ready to go. So that's what's personally worked best for me. Again, there's no right or wrong way. You take what I'm telling you and you implement that into your lifestyle, your training split, like how it works for you best. Again, don't look at this and say like, it's very black and white. It has to be this way. It's very rigid. It's not. Like you, again, the idea is to have rest and recovery during that split. So it's however you need to work it in. Again, there's not going to be a right or wrong way. It might look different for every single person. The other thing I wanted to touch on around rest and recovery was rest days. So for me, I lift I weight train 5 days a week. And so I have 2 days a week that are rest days that I do not weight train. I would say those are active rest days in that I don't just like lay on the couch, unless I feel like I need that. There are some weeks that I have days where I'm like, today I just don't need to do a whole lot, and that's fine. But for me, I like to stay moving. So on those days, I still will either maybe do a cardio session. Like I said, the cardio that I choose, I don't run. So especially outside, like on pavement, that's hard on your knees and your legs. So if you're a runner, definitely make sure on a rest day that you're not still running, because you're not giving your legs and your body any rest. So definitely runners, dial it back, take full rest days. If you're anyone else and your cardio is like very low impact where you just walk, again, stairs is low impact. You're not like beating your legs. I find, again, it's low impact. If you do HIIT cardio, that is like high intensity. That is high impact. That is harder to recover from. Do not do that on a rest day. That's not a rest day. So rest days can be, again, where you're doing a whole lot of nothing and literally resting. It can be an active rest day where you're just getting steps in, or a very low impact form of cardio. I usually go for the steps or a very low impact form of cardio. That way I'm still getting some kind of daily movement in, or it might be something that I'm doing outside. But again, I don't weight train on those days to make sure that I am actually giving my body a chance to rest and recover. And then the other recovery piece that I wanted to talk about was actual rest times in your workouts. I get so tickled when people ask this, and I used to be this person, so that this is why I get tickled because, I used to follow people on social media that, and gosh, when I think about it now, I'm like, man, that's so silly, but I didn't know at the time because you don't know what you don't know. But it would be like their workout, they might do squats, and then instead of resting, they would do like burpees or jump squats in between. And there was literally like never rest. It was like they were trying to keep their heart rate as high as possible to burn as many calories as possible, which you guys know I've just done an episode on this. And then I've done a full episode on like why you shouldn't track calorie burn and all that stuff. So I'm not going to get too in the weeds on it. But you definitely do not want to not rest in between sets. So when somebody asks me, do I need to take a full minute rest time? Because in my programs, I build out the rest period and the time. And so in between some compound lifts, like a squat or a deadlift, the rest time might be like a minute and a half or 2 minutes. And if you're someone who maybe it's only programmed in for a minute and you might need 2 minutes in between squats, that's okay. That means that you are pushing yourself. You're lifting heavy. You need that full 2 minutes to be completely like back to heart rate, like baseline, to where you get under that bar again and you're ready to go, you know, full out. If you are giving yourself like 15 seconds or no rest time and you're wanting to jump back into the exercise, I can 1000% promise you, you are not lifting heavy enough. You're not giving enough intensity to whatever you're doing. If you do not need adequate rest time, as in like a minute in between, especially like those compound moves. Now, if it's like something like, I don't know, tricep kickbacks or something that's more, I can't think of the word I'm trying to use right now, but a smaller body part that you are training that isn't a compound move like a squat or a deadlift, you might only need 30, 45 seconds, and that's okay. But it shouldn't be like 10 seconds or no seconds. Like I have people that'll say, can I just do 40 reps right in a row? If you can, then I can promise you that you're not lifting heavy enough for it to be enough stimulus to build muscle. So think about that when you are asking, do I need the full rest time? If you are questioning being able to or taking the full rest time and being able to go straight into the exercise without resting, I can promise you, you're not lifting heavy enough. You're not pushing yourself hard enough. So definitely make sure that you're taking the full rest time, that you're not doing stupid stuff in between like jumping jacks or high knees or whatever, trying to keep your heart rate up so that you burn more calories. Please don't do that. I did that. That's why I can laugh about it now. So please, this is me telling you, I wish I had somebody that would have told me that then. So this is me telling you, if you find yourself in that spot, please stop doing that and please rest and just focus on the actual lift instead of the cardio in between. So rest times, very important. Make sure you're taking those. If you're not taking those, you're not lifting heavy enough, hard enough, all of the things. So that's where I'm going to wrap it up. So, we talked about deload weeks and all of the things. We talked about rest days, why they're important, and we talked about rest time and why it is important. If you are someone who's listening to this and you're like, oh man, this was super helpful, share it with a friend. You guys know that I love and appreciate when you share these on social, when you share with your friends. It helps the podcast grow. It helps me get to more listeners' ears so that I can help them learn all of the things that I had no one to tell me when I first started weight training. So I hope it was helpful. I always appreciate you guys tuning in. Until next Friday, I hope you guys have an amazing weekend and I will talk to you then. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Empowered Radio. If you enjoyed the episode or found value in it, could you do me two quick favors? One, take a screenshot and post it to your social media and tag me in it so I can say thanks. And two, could you subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star rating and review in iTunes? It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.